Well, you've made it all the way to step five, and I can't tell you how proud I am of you for just embracing this process, beginning this journey of discovery, where you're going to just continue to grow and learn, embracing the process of growing into the greatness within you. I'm so excited for you because I've been through this process now. I'm going through this process still. But it started for me 18 years ago, and I know what's on the other side of some of the choices you're going to be making, and I'm just so excited for you to start living life at the next level. All right, so you heard my story, and believing and accepting the role in the journey and getting expectant and becoming the person that you've always wanted to be. So now we're ready for step five, my favorite place. I live it every day. Step five, here we go. Release the dreams of others. Man, I tell you, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. As I said, I live here every day in my life. And when I'm working with clients or companies, I know that every time I share my story, that it's releasing the dreams of others. And you have to know the same thing. See, folks, here's the thing. It's not enough just to dream big. It's not. We must release the dreams of others. See, if all we did was live our own dreams and we didn't impact anybody else's lives, at the end of the day, we might have some fun. We really wouldn't be fulfilled. And that's what life is all about, right? Making an impact, leaving a legacy, leaving the world a little better than we found it. So we all have a story. And your story is going to impact people. There are people waiting to hear your story. Because there are people right now, one conversation away from a breakthrough. And they're people that you know. And whether you believe it or not, they're watching you. They're watching how you handle life, the curveballs of life, the success of life, all the different aspects that life can throw at you. They're watching you. And I really want you to hear me. See, we must be willing to share our stories and also show our scars. You know, scars, we've always looked at those and said, man, they're just ugly. I don't want to look at a scar. I want to hide my scar. I want to cover it up. But let me say this to you, and please hear me. This is a powerful point. Please don't miss it. A scar is a sign of healing. It's a sign of life. It means you made it. It means that your mess has become a message that gives others hope so that they know they can make it too. See, without a scar, there is no healing, and it just leaves an open wound. And we all know that with an open wound, if it doesn't get healing, eventually it gets infected. And that infection will lead to death. And when I work with people, I see too much of this. It could be a spiritual death, an emotional death, a financial death, or a physical death. But I'm here to tell you, if you don't embrace the process, heal the wounds in your life so that they get scarred over, so that you can proudly say, look at my scars. I'm here to tell you, you can make it too. As I said, we must be willing to share our stories and show our scars. And then I hope and pray for you that you get to a place where you just don't care what people think about you anymore. I know that's how I live my life now, and honestly, it's a powerful place to be. It's so empowering just not to care what people think. What do I give a rip about? That I live my life in a way that inspires others. That every time I speak, someone's heart gets reignited. Someone's dreams get released. That's what I care about. Not what someone cares about me, my clothes or my past or my whatever. Whatever the case may be, who cares? People are funny. They're fickle. They're going to think whatever. Let them think it. You must release the dreams in others. See, living life at the highest level is when you can and will do things for people who can do nothing for you without wanting or expecting anything in return. To me, that's the highest level of living life. I've had more fulfillment, more enjoyment out of helping people that I just didn't expect anything back. I was just at a place where I had the knowledge, the wisdom, the experience, the resources, the time to help people like I've never been able to do it before. And there's nothing like watching other people's dreams come true. It's one of my biggest enjoyments working with individual clients is watching them embrace this process, watching them discover the greatness within them, watching them find their dreams, release their dreams, and live their dreams. It's so powerful. You're going to love it too. I'm telling you, you're going to love it too. You know, when I got on Facebook a few years ago, I noticed that I started getting all these friend requests from these 20-something-year-olds, and I was like, man, I don't know these people. I wonder why. And they were like from all over the country. It was really strange. And I thought, well, maybe that's how Facebook works. People just from all over the country see you, and they just request to be your friend, and okay. Well, finally, one of them sent me an email, and I was so thankful that they did because it explained to me what was happening. And when they sent the friend request, they sent this message. They said, Mr. Sean, we're so excited that you're on Facebook. I got to tell you, man, your leadership sessions back in 2002 at Lead America changed my life. And all of a sudden, I realized who all these 20-somethings were. They were the high school kids I had had in the summer of 2002 that I had spoken to their lives through leadership sessions at Lead America. And they were now finding me and sharing their life with me and telling me what an impact that summer had had. Oh, man, it was so good. It was so humbling to hear people share that I had played a small part in their big life. Powerful moment for me, powerful moment for them. Just recently, I've reconnected with a high school teacher of mine. He's the reason I made it through high school. He was my math teacher, but he was also my track coach and football coach. Such a good man. His name is A.C. Smith. And A.C. Smith and I, like I said, we reconnected on Facebook, and I cannot tell you, out of all the comments and different things that people post on my post or my stories or my videos, it's the ones that AC leaves that mean the most to me because he released the dreams in me. The power of that, folks, you need to really catch this. It's your time to not only live your dreams, but to release the dreams in others. Because the average person will influence 10,000 people in their lifetime. That's the average person. But you're not average because you're sitting here listening to this right now. And average people would be sitting watching TV. They wouldn't be listening to this. They wouldn't be investing in themselves, growing, learning, and taking their life to the next level. So if the average person will influence 10,000 people in their lifetime, how many would an above average person like you potentially influence? And then what kind of influence do you want to be? A short time ago, I was speaking for one of my large corporate clients here in Oklahoma, doing trainings for 300 people at a time. And afterwards, you know, there was always people that want to visit with you and come say hello. And there was a line of people, and I was visiting with everyone. Well, the last person in line was this sweet little girl in her late 20s, and she didn't look real confident. Her head was looking down, her eyes at the floor. And she came up to me, and when it was her turn, she looked up, and she said, Sean, I want to thank you for coming and sharing your story today. And then she just lost it. She burst into tears, and she was crying so hard. I hugged her, and I was telling her it's going to be okay. And when she had composed herself, she looked up at me and, wiping her tears, said, you know, for years I've known I was supposed to be in business. I know I had a business mindset. I'm called to be an entrepreneur, but my family had told me that I was ugly and stupid, that I would never amount to anything, that I just needed to get married and have kids. That's all I was good for. She said, I even had friends that wanted to go into business with me, and I told them, no, my family knows best. It's not meant for me. She goes, I believed it. I believed all the things they said to me until today. Thank you for sharing your story, the good, bad, and the ugly with us, because now I know what I'm supposed to do. I am supposed to go start that business. I'm leaving right now, and I'm going to call my friends and say, yes, we're going to start that business. We're going to do this. And she walked away smiling, head held high, because there had been a shift and a releasing of dreams. A few years back, I got an email. I was in my office at night, and Just doing some work. And the email came across, and it was from a woman named Pat. And Pat lives in Illinois. And I had been doing quite a bit of speaking in Illinois, and this was 2 years prior, and she had heard me speak. And so she was sending me this email out of the blue. And this is what she said. "Sean, my name is Pat. You won't know me, but you spoke in Illinois a couple of years ago, and my friend drugged me to your meeting. I didn't want to go, but she insisted, and she drugged me to your meeting." Well, that's not what you want to hear at the start of an email. That doesn't sound too promising, but anyway, I kept reading on. She went on to say, "Look, you don't know this about me, but I had tried to kill myself 5 times. And obviously, I wasn't very good at it." I've always loved that line. That's my favorite line from her email because it showed the humor that she was now attaching to her painful past. And I knew in that moment she had come a long way. She said, "I just want you to know that I spent the next year of my life from that night forward working on myself because you said something that night that ignited me. It showed me that my life was worth something. My life was worth living. So I took the next year and I just worked on me, focused on me. I went through so much, but I healed myself and I grew. And then I've spent the last year traveling the state of Illinois, speaking to women's groups, telling them that suicide is never the answer. So thank you for coming and sharing your story." Folks, I sat there with tears running down my face, dripping onto my desk. And I thought back to the process I had been through all these years, to those moments when I wanted to quit. Then I just said, I got to keep going. And so I read another book, went to another conference, prayed another prayer, spent more time with a mentor, did the things that I knew to do that was changing my life around. I started to eat better. I started to sleep better. I started to work out again because I knew it all added up to giving me the healing I needed, the energy I needed, the wisdom I needed to go forward and live my dreams and release the dreams in others. Please, please embrace this process and never look back. I am so proud of you for listening to every one of these steps. If you'll take them and you'll live them and you'll embrace this, I promise you your life will never be the same. You'll know what I've discovered, and that is there's nothing like living these 5 steps and getting to that place where you release the dreams in others. So it's your time. Believe big. Believe so big. Accept your role in the journey and never look back. Get expectant because there are miracles waiting for your expectancy. Continue to become the person that you've dreamed you could be. Continue to be that light to all that know you. Show them the way because some of them don't think there is one. And last but not least, release the dreams in others. Continue the process until you get to that point where you have the resources and the wisdom and the energy and the time where you can pour into the lives of others without needing anything back. And you can sit back and smile and watch people soar. There's nothing like it. I thank you for your time. And I thank you for allowing me to play a small part in your very, very big life. And if in the future there's any way I can continue to assist you in your journey, please let me know. Take care and God bless you.